still remember the night our production database was compromised due to a static credential leak. It was a PostgreSQL database using a hard-coded password that had been committed to our Git repository, and it took us hours to rotate all the affected credentials, which got me thinking about the importance of dynamic secrets for databases and cloud providers. We've since moved to HashiCorp Vault, using the AWS Secrets Engine to generate dynamic credentials for our RDS instances and the Azure Secrets Engine for our Cosmos DB deployments. This has significantly reduced our attack surface, but what really caught my attention was the ability to use Vault's leasing mechanism to automatically revoke credentials after a specified time period. For example, we use the leaseTTL flag to set a lease duration of 30 minutes for our...
What makes that even harder is when you have a large number of microservices, each with their own set of credentials, and you need to manage them across multiple cloud providers. We've seen this firsthand with our clients who are using a mix of AWS, Azure, and GCP, and are struggling to keep track of their credentials. That's where Vault's PKI Secrets Engine comes in. It allows you to automate certificate issuance and revocation using tools like OpenSSL and CFSSL. We've used the PKI Secrets Engine to generate certificates for our Kubernetes clusters, and then use the Vault agent to inject those certificates into our pods. It's been a game changer for our security posture. But I'd push back on the idea that dynamic secrets are a silver bullet. In our experience, the real challenge is in implementing a zero trust architecture where every request is authenticated and authorized, regardless of whether it's coming from inside or outside the network.
I'd push back on that. In our experience, the thing most teams miss about dynamic secrets is the importance of proper lease management and token lifecycle. If you're not careful, you can end up with a situation where your credentials are being rotated too frequently or not frequently enough, which can lead to downtime or security vulnerabilities. That's why we use Vault's lease management features, such as the lease renewal interval flag, to ensure that our credentials are being rotated at the right interval. And we also use the Vault API to automate the token lifecycle. For example, we use the /v1/auth/token/renew endpoint to renew our tokens. And the /v1/auth/token/revoke endpoint to revoke them when they're no longer needed. But what's also important is the ability to use Vault's Sentinel policies to enforce compliance and governance. For example, we use Sentinel to enforce the principle of least privilege and to ensure that our developers are not able to access production credentials.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were implementing Vault on Kubernetes with Raft integrated storage. We were using the VAULT-K8S injector to inject Vault secrets into our pods, but we realized that we needed to use namespace isolation to achieve multi-tenancy. So we used the namespace flag to create a separate namespace for each of our teams, and then used the Vault API to manage the secrets for each namespace. It's been a huge win for us. But what's also important is the ability to use Vault's DR replication and disaster recovery features. For example, we use the Vault DR Terman to replicate our Vault data to a disaster recovery site, and then use the Vault DR Recover command to recover our data in the event of a disaster. But I think what's often overlooked is the importance of monitoring and logging. We use tools like Prometheus and Grafana to monitor our Vault deployment and to detect any issues before they become incidents.
The thing that's often misunderstood about Vault is that it's not just a secrets management tool, but a platform for implementing a zero-trust architecture. And that's where the concept of identity and access management comes in. We've been using Vault's Identity Secrets Engine to manage the identities of our users and services, and then using the ACL system to enforce access control. For example, we use the identity flag to create an identity for each of our services. And Then use the policy flag to attach a policy to each identity. It's been a game changer for our security posture. But what's also important is the ability to use Vault's VSO feature to manage the security of our Kubernetes clusters, for example. We use VSO to manage the network policies for our clusters and to ensure that our pods are only communicating with authorized services.
What makes that even more complex is when you have a large number of clusters, each with their own set of network policies, and you need to manage them across multiple cloud providers. We've seen this firsthand with our clients who are using a mix of AWS, Azure, and GCP, and are, I am struggling to keep track of their network policies. That's where Vault's VSO feature comes in. It allows you to automate the management of your network policies, using tools like Calico and Cilium. We've used VSO to manage the network policies for our Kubernetes clusters, and then used the Vault API to automate the injection of those policies into our pods. It's been a huge win for us. But I think what's often overlooked is the importance of automation and orchestration. We use tools like Terraform and Ansible to automate the deployment of our Vault clusters, and to ensure that our configuration is consistent across all of our environments.
We've also seen the benefits of integrating Vault with our CI/CD pipelines, using tools like Jenkins and CircleCI to automate the deployment of our applications, and then using Vault to handle the dynamic secrets and credentials for those applications. It's allowed us to move away from hard-coded credentials and towards a more secure and automated approach. For example, we've used Vault's Kubernetes Auth backend to authenticate our pods and then generate short-lived credentials for them to access our databases and other services. It's been a huge improvement in terms of security and compliance, and it's also allowed us to move towards a more zero-trust architecture where every request is authenticated and authorized, regardless of where it's coming from.
One of the war stories that comes to mind is when we were working with a large financial institution. They had a complex setup with multiple Vault clusters, each with its own set of policies and configurations, and they were struggling to manage it all. We helped them implement a centralized management system using Vault's enterprise features, such as multi-tenancy and delegated administration. It allowed them to manage all of their Vault clusters from a single interface and to delegate administration tasks to different teams. It was a huge win for them. And it's a great example of how Vault can be used to implement enterprise patterns and best practices. We also use tools like Prometheus and Grafana to monitor their Vault clusters and provide real-time insights into their performance and security.
Another advanced use case that we've seen is the use of Vault's transformation feature, which allows you to encrypt and transform sensitive data in real time without having to store the decrypted data. It's been a game changer for our clients who need to handle sensitive data, such as credit card numbers or personal identifiable information. We've used it to implement data masking and anonymization, and to ensure that sensitive data is only accessible to authorized personnel. It's also integrated well with other tools such as Apache Kafka and Amazon Kinesis to provide real-time data processing and analytics, and we've used it to implement data loss prevention and detection to ensure that sensitive data is not leaked or stolen.
In terms of integration points, we've seen a lot of interest in integrating Vault with other security tools, such as IAM systems and threat detection platforms. It's allowed our clients to implement a more comprehensive security strategy and to leverage the strengths of each tool. For example, we've used Vault's integration with Okta to provide single sign-on and multi-factor authentication, and we've used its integration with Splunk to provide real-time monitoring and threat detection. It's also integrated well with other HashiCorp tools, such as Terraform and Consul, to provide a more comprehensive infrastructure as code solution. And we've used it to implement automated compliance and auditing to ensure that our clients are meeting their regulatory requirements.
Security considerations are also a top priority when implementing Vault at enterprise scale. We've seen a lot of interest in using Vault's built-in security features, such as encryption and access. Control to protect sensitive data. It's also important to implement proper key management and rotation to ensure that encryption keys are properly secured and rotated. We've used tools like HashiCorp's key management service to manage our encryption keys and to ensure that they are properly secured and rotated, and we've implemented a robust audit and logging system to detect and respond to any security incidents. It's also important to implement proper network segmentation and isolation to prevent lateral movement and unauthorized access.
We've also seen a lot of interest in using Vault's compliance and governance features, such as its audit logs and reporting capabilities, to demonstrate compliance with regulatory requirements. It's allowed our clients to provide visibility into their security and compliance posture. And to demonstrate their commitment to security and compliance, we've used Vault's compliance features to implement automated compliance and auditing, and to ensure that our clients are meeting their regulatory requirements, such as PCI DSS and HIPAA. And we've integrated it with other compliance tools, such as RSA Archer and SailPoint, to provide a more comprehensive compliance solution. It's also integrated well with other security frameworks, such as NIST and ISO 27001, to provide a more comprehensive security and compliance.
In terms of real-world examples, we've seen a lot of interest in using Vault to implement Zero Trust architecture, where every request is authenticated and authorized, regardless of where it's coming from. It's allowed our clients to move away from traditional perimeter-based security models and towards a more modern and secure approach. We've used Vault's authentication and authorization features to implement Zero Trust architecture and to ensure that every request is authenticated and authorized. It's also integrated well with other Zero Trust tools such as Google's BeyondCorp to provide a more comprehensive Zero Trust solution. And we've used it to implement automated threat detection and response to detect and respond to any security incidents.
Another example is the use of Vault's Dynamic Secrets feature, which allows you to generate short-lived credentials for applications and services. It's allowed our clients to move away from hard-coded credentials and towards a more secure and automated approach. We've used Vault's Dynamic Secrets feature to implement automated credential rotation and to ensure that credentials are properly secured and rotated. It's also integrated well with other automation tools such as Ansible and Terraform to provide a more comprehensive automation solution. And we've used it to implement automated compliance and auditing to ensure that our clients are meeting their regulatory requirements, such as GDPR and CCPA.
We've also seen a lot of interest in using Vault's PKI automation feature, which allows you to automate the issuance and management of SSL/TLS certificates. It's allowed our clients to move away from manual certificate management and towards a more automated and secure approach. We've used Vault's PKI automation feature to implement automated certificate issuance and renewal, and to ensure that certificates are properly secured and rotated. It's also integrated well with other PKI tools, such as Let's Encrypt, to provide a more comprehensive PKI solution. And we've used it to implement automated key management and rotation to ensure that encryption keys are properly secured and rotated.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we've seen a lot of interest in using Vault to implement a centralized security hub where all security-related functions are managed from a single interface. It's allowed our clients to move away from siloed security solutions and towards a more comprehensive and integrated approach. We've used Vault's centralized management features to implement a centralized security hub and to ensure that all security-related functions are managed from a single interface. It's also integrated well with other security tools, such as IAM systems and threat detection platforms, to provide a more comprehensive security solution. and we've used it to implement automated security and compliance to ensure that our clients are meeting their regulatory requirements.
The centralized security hub approach has also enabled our clients to leverage Vault's dynamic secrets capabilities, which allows them to generate short-lived credentials for various applications, services, reducing the attack surface and minimizing the risk of credential compromise. We've seen this implemented in real-world scenarios, such as a large financial institution that used Vault to manage database credentials for their entire application portfolio, resulting in a significant reduction in credential-related risks. And we've also used Vault's Dynamic Secrets Engine to integrate with external systems, such as AWS, IAM, and Kubernetes, to provide a unified and secure way of managing credentials across the enterprise.
Another key aspect of Vault's enterprise-scale capabilities is its integration with PKI systems, which enables the automation of certificate issuance and management. We've worked with several clients to implement Vault's PKI engine, which has allowed them to automate the entire certificate lifecycle from issuance to revocation and to integrate with existing PKI infrastructure, such as Active Directory and OpenSSL, to provide a seamless and secure way of managing certificates. And we've also used Vault's PKI engine to implement advanced use cases, such as code signing and document signing, to provide an additional layer of security and authenticity.
One of the most significant advantages of using Vault at enterprise scale is its ability to integrate with a wide range of security tools and systems, including IAM systems, threat detection platforms, and CM systems. We've worked with clients to integrate Vault with tools like Okta, Ping Identity, and Splunk to provide a unified and comprehensive security solution. And we've also used Vault's API to integrate with custom-built security tools and applications to provide a flexible and extensible way of managing security-related functions. And we've seen this integration enable advanced use cases such as automated incident response and threat hunting to provide a more proactive and effective way of managing security threats.
In terms of war stories, we've worked with a client that had a complex IT infrastructure with multiple data centers and cloud environments, and they were struggling to manage their security, credentials, and certificates. We implemented Vault's centralized management features and integrated it with their existing security tools, such as IAM systems and threat detection platforms, to provide a unified and comprehensive security solution. And we also used Vault's Dynamic Secrets engine to automate the issuance and management of credentials. And we've seen this implementation significantly reduce the risk of credential compromise and improve the overall security posture of the organization. And we've also used Vault's PKI engine to automate the entire certificate lifecycle, resulting in a significant reduction in.
Another real-world example is a large e-commerce company that used Vault to implement a zero-trust architecture, where all access to sensitive resources was granted based on user identity, role, and context. We implemented Vault's identity engine, which allowed the company to manage user identities and roles, and to integrate with external systems such as Active Directory and LDAP to provide a unified and secure way of managing access to sensitive resources. And we've also used Vault's policy engine to define and enforce fine-grained access controls based on user identity, role, and context, resulting in a significant reduction in the risk of unauthorized access. And we've seen this implementation enable advanced use cases such as just-in-time access and ephemeral credentials to provide a more secure and agile way of managing access to sensitive resources.
When it comes to enterprise patterns, we've seen a lot of interest in using Vault to implement a service mesh architecture where all communication between services is encrypted and authenticated. We've worked with clients to implement Vault's service mesh features, which has allowed them to manage service identities and to automate the issuance and management of certificates. And we've also used Vault's policy engine to define and enforce fine-grained access controls. based on service identity and role, resulting in a significant reduction in the risk of unauthorized access. And we've seen this implementation enable advanced use cases, such as traffic control and observability, to provide a more secure and agile way of managing service-to-service communication.
One of the key security considerations when implementing Vault at enterprise scale is the need to ensure the security of the Vault instance itself. We've worked with clients to implement advanced security controls, such as multi-factor authentication, and to integrate with existing security tools, such as IAM systems and threat detection platforms, to provide a unified and comprehensive security solution. And we've also used Vault's auditing and logging features to monitor and analyze all security-related activity, resulting in a significant improvement in the overall security posture of the organization. And we've seen this implementation enable advanced use cases, such as security analytics and incident response, to provide a more proactive and effective way of managing security threats.
Another critical security consideration is the need to ensure the security of sensitive data stored in Vault. We've worked with clients to implement advanced encryption controls, such as key management and encryption at rest, and to integrate with existing security tools, such as data loss prevention systems, to provide a unified and comprehensive security solution. And we've also used Vault's access controls and policy engine to define and enforce fine-grained access controls based on user identity, role, and context, resulting in a significant reduction in the risk of unauthorized access. And we've seen this implementation enable advanced use cases, such as data encryption and tokenization, to provide a more secure and agile way of managing sensitive data.
In terms of integration points, we've seen a lot of interest in using Vault to integrate with cloud-native services, such as AWS IAM and Google Cloud IAM. We've worked with clients to implement Vault's cloud-native features, which has allowed them to manage cloud-native identities and to automate the issuance and management of credentials. And we've also used Vault's policy engine to define and enforce fine-grained access controls based on cloud-native identity and role, resulting in a significant reduction in the risk of unauthorized access. And we've seen this implementation enable advanced use cases, such as serverless architecture and cloud-native applications, to provide a more secure and agile way of managing cloud-native resources. All right, so as we wrap up today's episode on HashiCorp Vault at enterprise scale, I want to leave our listeners with a few key takeaways. Firstly, dynamic secrets management is crucial for reducing the risk of credential exposure. Secondly, automating PKI with Vault can significantly streamline certificate management. And lastly, a zero-trust architecture is essential for ensuring that only authorized access is granted to sensitive resources.
I'd like to add that implementing Vault's cloud-native features can greatly simplify identity and access management in the cloud. Another key point is that Vault's policy engine allows for fine-grained access controls, which is vital for enforcing security policies across the organization. And finally, I think it's worth noting that Vault's scalability and performance make it an ideal solution for a large-scale enterprise environment.
I agree with all of that, but I think what matters most is the automation aspect. By automating tasks such as credential issuance and certificate management, organizations can significantly reduce the risk of human error and improve overall security posture.
I see what you're saying, but I have to respectfully disagree. While automation is important, I think the policy engine is what really sets Vault apart. It allows organizations to define and enforce complex access controls, which is critical for ensuring that sensitive resources are only accessible to authorized personnel.
Well, I think we can both agree that Vault is a powerful tool for managing secrets and access at enterprise scale. And with that, I think we'll wrap up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you'd like to learn more about HashiCorp Vault or have any questions, be sure to check out our show notes for links and resources.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more episodes on enterprise security and technology. We'll be back next week with another exciting topic, so stay tuned.
Until then, thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.